Welcome to our short service of Compline, or Night Prayer, one of the ancient offices of the monastic community. This was the short service that the monks would gather to say together in the darkness of their dormitories. So it's been handed down from generation to generation fairly intact, because it was always said from memory in the darkness, and it introduced the monks to their night of sleep. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray, that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I am hard pressed. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
You mortals, how long will you dishonour my glory? How long will you worship dumb idols and run after false gods?
Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. When I call upon the Lord, he will hear me.
Tremble then and do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed.
Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord.
Many are saying, "Oh, that we might see better times. Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord."
You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine and oil increase.
I lie down in peace, at once I fall asleep. For you only, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty.
He shall say to the Lord, "You are my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust."
He shall deliver you from the snare of the hunter, and from the deadly pestilence.
He shall cover you with his pinions, and you shall find refuge under his wings. His faithfulness shall be a shield and buckler.
You shall not be afraid of any terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day,
of the plague that stalks in the darkness, nor the sickness that lays waste at midnight.
1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you.
Your eyes have only to behold, to see the reward of the wicked.
Because you have made the Lord your refuge, and the Most High your habitation.
There shall be no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling.
For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways.
They shall bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
You shall tread upon the lion and adder. You shall trample the young lion and the serpent under your feet.
Because he is bound to me in love, therefore will I deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name.
He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I am with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honour.
With long life will I satisfy him and show my salvation.
Behold now, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. you that stand by night in the house of the Lord.
Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you out of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labours, as God did. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Keep me as the apple of your eye.
Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may he rest in peace.
Come to visit us, O God, this night, so that by your strength we may rise with the new day to rejoice in the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
In peace we will lie down and sleep.
For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety.
Abide with us, Lord Jesus.
For the night is at hand and the day is now past.
As the night watch looks for the morning,
so do we look for you, O Christ.
The Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look kindly on us and give us peace.
Amen.